no desires for itself. It withholds nothing. It's unconditional, unceasing, fearless, tireless, without reservations. It has to give. That's its nature. Since all beings are its own dear reflected self, it's always receiving, giving itself back to itself. A stuck mind is the only death, death by torture. The unquestioned mind, believing what it thinks, lives in dead ends, frustrated, hopeless, forever trying to find a way out, only to experience another dead end. And each time the problem is solved, another problem pops up. That's how the unquestioned mind has to live. It's stuck in the oldest stories, like a dinosaur still chewing on the same old grass. When I woke up to reality in 1986, I noticed stories arising inside me that had been troubling mankind forever. I felt absolutely committed to undoing every stressful story that had ever been told. I was the mind of the world, and each time one of the stories was seen for what it really was, and thus undone in me, it was undone in the whole world, because there is only one thinker. The master stays behind in the student's position, always watching, noticing, experiencing, realizing, and enveloped in reality in the way of it. That's how she stays ahead of any problem. There's nothing wasted, nothing unabsorbed. She wouldn't leave anything out. She is detached from all things in the sense that when they come, that's what she wants. And when they go, that's what she wants. It's all fine with her. She is in love with it as it comes and goes. She is one with it all. The branch sways in the breeze. As she watches, she sees that it's not true. And in that lack of separation, she becomes the branch in the breeze. She hears the sound of the garbage truck. She becomes the sound. And she tingles with gratitude that she is that. What self is there to let go of? The world begins with her and it ends with her. Right now.
The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain.
Clear mind, the supreme good is like water. It is transparent, it sparkles, it flows everywhere without obstruction. It is beautiful and profound, the nourishment that feeds all things internally, without trying to. A clear mind is, by its very nature, in a place of humility. It loves the low places. It prefers being in the audience to being on stage, though when people put it in the spotlight, it loves that too. It lives at the feet of everything else because it is everything else. In its gratitude at being everything beautiful, it bows at the feet of the master we call stone, bush, beggar, ant, grass. It finds itself as the bird soaring overhead and doesn't know how to fly and notices that it's flying anyway. When the mind is clear, life becomes very simple. I have the thought to stand up and do the dishes. I notice a sense of profound excitement as the body rises with this thought. How childlike it is as it moves to the kitchen, to the sink. I turn the handle, experience the water on my hands, pour some liquid soap onto a sponge. Amazing. It's not ever about doing the dishes. Until I hold one and see it change from crusted or sticky to wet and soapy to shiny to dry so that it can serve again. Everything changes. I never know what anything is going to be. Without believing any thought of the future, there's no way of knowing what is me and what is the plate, the soap, the water, the world of bubbles and shine. The clear mind, loving the music of itself as it moves from chair to sink, notices that even though what's left of thoughts is ravishingly beautiful, it also isn't true. It's the music, the soundtrack, meaningless forever as life appears to happen. Who would wage a war against a soundtrack? What craziness could oppose such simplicity? The last judgment. Body rises, moves to the sink, soap, water, shine. It's a beautiful story. It's all there is to life. It is the only life. I'm happy to be the 63-year-old woman. I love that I weigh 160 pounds. I love that I'm not any smarter than I am. I love that my skin is getting wrinkled and loose. I love that some mornings I'm almost blind and there's just a haze of world and I can barely see where I'm going. I love where my hands have been put. And I love how I am breathed and positioned and angled. I love what I see now as I look out the window. One solid picture. Trees, sky, lawn, brick, chimney, bougainvillea, house for sale sign, hedge, canal, ducks, and I can't separate one from the other. I love it that as I walk upstairs, my steps are not too fast, not too slow, not too far apart. I love how in their own wisdom my feet step on the perfect portion of floor in exactly the right rhythm. How miraculous their movement is. My hand reaches out to the banister on the staircase, its support, without thought or reason. And again the footsteps, the hand moves, the head looks up, a rainbow on my wall. Nothing could be better than this moment. Why would I be you or someone else when we all can walk up a staircase? We all can stand and move in our own way, even if it's only in our mind. No one has more or less opportunity to be himself, to love and be content with himself.